Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to the Halloween special edition of Breakthrough Entertainment. I am allowing Joseph to be like a, what do you call the orchestra leaders? Oh, orchestra leaders. Conductor.
Conductor.
And he's conducting my voice as I'm talking very quickly as he's playing piano up and down his knee. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Anyway, I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., who has tape on his mouth. You should turn in the periscope, right,
so he they can see you. He is tape
face. You're a tape face?
He is tape face.
It's going to be a delightful
Happy
show.
Happy Halloween, mm-hmm.
We got
Trisha, just said.
We got Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen. Oh, I like the pearls. Oh, wow.
Every
really
week
nice,
he loves the
you.
Pearls.
Great.
I think loves Kathleen that's in the pearls.
It's so nice. I don't know how we're going to do a show with Joseph J. has a tape over his mouth. Eric and Kathleen, really, have you ever seen this before? I've never seen this before.
He sounds like Kenny from South Park.
Okay.
No, he's like... Okay. He's
tape,
like
tape Face was on America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. And so he is trying to make sure that his costume is contemporary. But he wasn't quite thinking about the appropriateness for a radio show. So we may just have to, you know, rip off the Band-Aid, so to speak.
No, we keep the Band-Aid. No,
so
leave it
so
on.
So much for the mustache. So much for the mustache.
Oh, my God.
You know, ouch, that hurts. Wow, Tape Face speaks.
Who did your makeup? It's really good.
Thank you. That was me. That's me. That was my first time wearing eyeshadow.
You know how to do makeup.
You like that?
How does he know how to do that?
You like that? Pretty nice,
I like
right?
It.
There's a YouTube for that.
Oh, was there a YouTube?
Yeah, there was.
Okay. Anyway, he doesn't look like Joseph, but he was making out with himself, so I knew it was Joseph.
Well, yeah. Well, because my girlfriend's here, you know, this lady in red right there, right?
Yeah, see, he's half male, half female.
Oh,
but
well,
we're so used to seeing that side of Joseph.
That's
also... You didn't have to wear a costume for that.
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis too. And
oh, she has.
Huh?
I don't know.
She's on Scream Queens, right? Right. What?
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're half and half. So
I know what Joseph
it should.
Was getting at.
Yeah, that's
Eric
true.
And Kathleen. Doesn't this double his odds if he's half and half?
Half and half.
Are you talking to Kathleen?
Well, we have coffee. So can we get some half and half?
What?
No. We have coffee.
It doubles his odds of going out with.
Oh, it already has. It's already set. Yeah.
If he's a half man, half woman, right?
Yeah. Getting a date, yes.
Yeah, getting a date.
There's actually several costume changes throughout the show.
Oh, God, I hope it's not in the studio. Right? That would be horrible.
Avert your eyes, Dave.
Just
avert
horrible.
Your eyes.
So Tape Face, huh?
Yeah, Tape Face from America's
you
Got Talent.
You know who they wanted to have Tape Face yesterday? Jim Comey, or what's his name? The FBI director.
Comey.
He wanted
no B in it.
I think the one party, the Democrats, wanted him not to say anything.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't really say anything that bad yet.
He didn't say anything yet.
No.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
He said that they may have more stuff.
Yeah, that's all he said is we found some more emails.
And they're reopening.
And they're from Wiener.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Hey,
how did that happen?
Hey,
you know he has a movie?
Sausage Party.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Oh. How the heck is Wiener able to text anyway? I thought you're supposed to use your fingers or your thumbs.
Yeah, I thought you were put on. Once you were put on the sex register, you couldn't do that anymore.
Where's Craig when we need him? But anyway,
do we need him for that?
No, he would have said it. But so really, that's interesting, isn't it? So Eric and Kathleen, will it affect the election? You think?
No.
Oh, it won't. Oh.
No.
Really?
Most people have made up their minds.
Dave, are you going as Anthony Weiner, or are you going as Sausage Party for the Halloween party?
No, I'm not. Oh, is there a Halloween party?
Yeah, are you going as Sausage, the hot dog from that movie?
Where's the Halloween party?
Probably a lot of places tonight.
Yeah, but...
But, you know.
I'm going as the garden party, Ricky Nelson. Okay. Remember that, guys?
Yes.
That was a good song, wasn't it?
Died in a tragic airplane accident.
Very sad, wasn't it?
Yes, but it was a good song, Garden Party.
They said he was freebasing, but that's not true.
Yeah, I heard about that too, but I don't think it was. I think his fiancée was with him, though.
Well, there was a whole bunch of people, wasn't there, on the plane?
It was a party in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, though, however, are you going trick-or-treating with the young man?
Do you remember Wall Street?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
I mean, if you're going to die, you might as well die partying, right? Isn't that what they
said? What are you talking about?
That's what they were saying on Wall Street, right?
I think, you know...
In the movie or just
really
on Wall Street?
No. The movie Wolf of Wall Street. Okay, remember they were on the boat and there was a huge storm and they just went and grabbed all the drugs they had and were just like...
Yeah, but that was the movie.
I know. It's the same sort of a thing. I'm just like, you know.
All right, movie at Joseph's house.
Okay. No, not at my house, but you can actually give us a call, 602-252-1480. Let us know what you're doing this Halloween, if you're going out trick-or-treating, if you're going to a party. I will let you know, all of our listeners, Bobby, all of our favorite listeners out there, if you do intend on going trick-or-treating, if you come to my house, all you're going to get is eye candy. Yeah.
Oh, you mean that means you're staying home on Halloween?
He's going to throw candy at your eyes.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is something I cannot match.
Huh? Yeah?
But we have some great guests, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do. Of course, last week opened up 31, of course, the clown movie, the killer clown movie, Rob Zombie's new horror flick.
Leaving out that first word the first time, the clown movie.
It's not,
like, no.
No, Trolls comes out next week, so the kids can go see that. And in the meantime, the non-kids can go and see the clown movie, the killer clown movie. 31, of course, it is a Halloween movie. And we have on one of the stars, Jeff Daniel Phillips, who's also one of the stars of Westworld. That's a big show right now on HBO.
Yes.
And he was also in Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 and The Lords of Salem. And he was in Happy Birthday earlier this year. And
I interject quickly here? You sent me an email the other day saying Jeff Daniels
was going to be on the show. Did I say Jeff Daniels?
Yesterday on my show, I announced that you guys were going to have Jeff Daniels
on. Oh, no.
Well,
make me look like a fool, Joseph.
Yeah, what's up
It was October Fool's Day.
Oh, my God.
It was a typo.
And I'm
it was a
the
typo.
Fool.
Autocorrect? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it did say Jeff Daniels. I saw that, too, and I thought, that's interesting. Sorry.
I was like, oh, cool.
Is that dumb or dumber? I wasn't sure what to think.
All right. Well, sorry. But Jeff Daniels Phillips does a great job, of course, in a bunch of movies. Also, he's in an ice cream truck, which is another horror movie coming out, I think, next year.
Oh, I didn't know that. But, Eric, don't be too sad, because at 11:40 we have a very pretty well-known actress, a very well-known Valerie Perrine. Ever hear of her?
Of course.
Yes.
She was most known, I think, in Superman, the girlfriend Eve of.
She was Gene Hackman's date.
Yeah.
She's also known as
Lex Luthor's girl.
Thinking man, sex symbol.
Oh,
she's also in a movie with Jack Nicholson called On the Border. Have you ever seen The Border with Jack Nicholson?
No, I didn't see that.
He plays a border guard in I think El Paso.
Yeah, and she's really beautiful. She's she's had a great career, and of course she's on because we not only love
one of our favorite shows.
Yeah, it opened yesterday, Silver Skies, and that's opening out here in Phoenix.
Shea 14,
Superstition Springs, I believe. So we're going to talk to her, and that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not getting any response.
No, that's good. It sounds like a great show. Like a great show.
So some pretty good guests today, from horror to Beauty and the Beast.
Well,
are
you saying that Jeff Daniel Phillips isn't
I don't
beautiful?
Know. Jeff Daniels, him again?
No, Jeff Daniel Phillips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Phillips Screwdriver?
No.
Oh, Screwdriver is orange juice and vodka?
Phillips Milk and Magnesium.
Yeah, are we having that in the studio today? Are we?
Yeah, we're going to have Screwdriver.
Okay, Kathleen's getting it, or do I
Yeah, like
it?
You really drink.
Oh, she's got it. Okay, great.
Oh, Kathleen, what's that?
Green. Yeah, that
I'm
doesn't,
drinking
that's
my
not
greens.
Orange, why is the orange juice?
You're green. Hey, Eric and Kathleen, how's your show going? Monday through Friday, 3 to 4.
Sweet!
It's good, huh? John Fugel's on. He was on last Tuesday, right? Monday.
Yeah, we had Amy Goodman on Friday.
Ooh, who's that?
Democracy Now.
Oh, yeah.
Airs on this channel.
Yeah, of course.
Right after my show, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it is? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I probably knew that. All right, so cool. So, the Daily Voice, every Monday through Friday, 3 to 4.
We have some very big names coming up.
Who's coming up?
I can't say yet.
Oh, you can't say?
Not allowed to.
Oh, you're not allowed to.
You're going to keep us in suspense?
Tim.
Just like Donald Trump would.
Tim. Yeah, he did say that. Tim Kaine. No?
No, he won't be on.
The next president of the United States, Tim Kaine.
Mike Pence.
No, probably be Tim Kaine.
I think that's the only reason Pence is running as his running mate, because he thinks Donald Trump's going to get ousted and he's going to take over.
You know, that's actually something that we were just talking about. It's like, you know what? In this race, I think people have to look at the vice president and decide which one of the vice presidents
they would want
to have run the country. Because, unfortunately, I have a feeling there is so much animosity towards both of the major candidates that who knows what could happen.
Yeah, do you think Mike Pence really likes Donald Trump? No, no.
Oh, did you see the interview between the two of them? And he's like, well, he can say whatever he wants to.
They both disagree.
It's sort of funny, actually.
It was very interesting. But, hey, at least he's speaking his mind, and he does seem to have one.
Did
so
you guys
good.
Vote yet?
Voted 100 times.
Oh, wow. I heard
about
that.
For Hillary.
Okay. But I did hear about
that. I'm part of that widespread voter fraud, Dave.
Yeah, I heard it. I saw the tape. Anyway, okay. Oh, Joseph, you're still here.
Yeah, and I don't even have the tape on my mouth. It's off. It's all the way.
Oh,
it's completely off.
I was waiting for it to get back.
You were.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, how's Sweden, by the way?
She's good. She's good. Yeah, but
I said Sweden, and you said she. Is it a she?
That's because she's all that matters in Sweden these days.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, and then
Sebastian's from Sweden.
But he's not in Sweden right now, is he?
I
apologize.
Was
he was a little while ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows that girl. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's that?
He used to date her.
What's going on?
It's probably your guest.
Oh.
That's too early.
That's a little too early. It's a little too early. The guest is in about 10 minutes. And in case that's my guest, in about 10 minutes. And in about 30 minutes if it's Dave's guest.
it's yours and mine now. It's not.
No, I'm saying because there's two guests. I'm saying if it's
yours, mine, and ours. So
is it
Jeff
teasing.
And Valerie? Yeah.
Jeff and Valerie. Ooh. Yeah. Maybe they know each other.
Well, they might, but
should we ask?
I don't know. It's Jeff is at 11:20. 11:20.
So it is your guest. All right, now that we've gone over that.
You know what? But so let's talk about a couple of movies. Including, let's talk about 31.
Was I supposed to see a movie?
I told you 31. They'll get the one that our guest is from.
Oh.
Yes, except for Dave and horror films.
Okay. I know. Yeah. You're not good with the clowns, right? Are you scared of clowns? I'm just curious.
Yeah, the creepy ones
that
walk
been terrorizing?
Around the South.
Yeah, the South.
They've been all over walking in the streets.
Creepy clowns.
They're all over the world.
Right, they're all over the world.
Yeah, that's not just in America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know someone in Ohio,
That's still the United States. Just saying.
Well, yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying that, so it's not just Arizona, it's in Ohio.
Oh, of course.
And it's also happening in Sweden as well.
Ooh, the creepy clowns are in Sweden.
Yeah, the creepy clowns are in Sweden.
You've been to Sweden lately?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't.
Well,
but
you know what? Have you seen the thing on Facebook with the parent the parent that's dressed as a clown underneath their child's bed? And it says, 30 seconds of laughter for the parent, lifelong therapy for the child.
Yes.
That's how it would be for me. I used to love clowns. I don't understand why they pick on clowns. And now they're picking on ice cream trucks? Come on now.
I know.
You're taking all the fun out of my childhood.
I know. It is.
That's not fair.
But, you know, I think we all get a little bit, we go a little overboard this time of the year. I know that with the tape. I had the tape on my face yesterday, just practicing, and I was walking.
How do you practice putting a tape on your face?
I wanted to see if it worked.
And did you were able to talk?
No.
So it worked.
Yeah.
Have you ever
had a wax job done?
But I went. But I was walking around my house, and then I just I walked up behind my mom, and just without making any sound because I had the tape on my face. Oh man, she screamed.
So it worked.
Yeah. So happy Halloween. Work. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
So she screamed.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good.
But of course it is. Okay. Thank you. It is very. We got a comment on Periscope, by the way, Breakthrough Entertainment. I feel bad for people that work in the circus. Clowns, they must have such a bad reputation now. And, I think that there have been some clowns, legitimate clown societies and stuff like that. And yes, Eric, that is a thing. The clown societies that they've spoken out against.
Why are you referring
to me? Because we've had guests on that with weird societies, and
that's not a weird society.
No, I know it isn't, but I mean, it's just one of those jobs right now that's not that good.
Valerie Perrine was nominated for Best Actress in a Leading Role, Lenny, 1974.
Yes,
that's right, with Dustin Hoffman.
Excellent movie.
No, really, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed.
Yeah. So let's review 31, since, Dave, you didn't see it. I know you don't like horror movies.
I don't.
But it is Halloween, so you want a nice horror movie this weekend. And, of course, there's a lot that you can see on DVD, but you can see 31 either on video on demand or you can see it in the theaters.
Okay.
What do you think about that being a nice horror film?
Well, it's...
That's kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's very gory, very, very bloody, very disgusting.
That's what you like.
Yes, of course. Why not?
And how the Swedish people, do they like that?
I mean, your Swedish friends, I should say. My Swedish friends, they're scared of the clowns and they're scared of horror movies. And yes, greetings from Germany on Periscope as well. We're world known now? We are. Breakthrough Entertainment, world-renowned. Bobby did say world-renowned film critic, right? When she came to the one party.
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah, she wrote it on his shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she wrote it.
And she had the sign everything.
Sorry if I'm a little bit distracted, but I'm kind of looking at pictures of Jeff Philip Daniels.
Yeah, I know. He's
Jeff Daniel Phillips.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yes. But he's, oh. Yes, it's it, he's...
Now you know where I stand.
But he is a great... he's got a great role in the movie. Yeah. He does not play one of the clowns. He plays one of the people who is getting attacked by the clowns.
Oh.
And it's basically a bunch of people who end up in this weird game of cat and mouse. Someone says, say hi to Brazil. See? World renowned. Mm. We've got... So these clowns are attacking these people, and they are not just attacking them, but brutally murdering them. Chainsaws, knives, everything you can
play. Sounds
clubs.
Original.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty gruesome, and it is fun if you're into that sort of thing. And it is Rob Zombie, so we know what he's done, and it is. I would say a 4-star movie.
A four star movie with all the horror movies.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
What's so good about these pictures? All right. Called her on it. Okay.
Yeah, right. But he. But by the way, one of our other guests who's been on the show twice, including on last year's Halloween special, E.G. Daily, she plays one of the clowns in the movie.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
From the soap opera?
We almost had her on, yeah. What? From the soap opera? No, not her.
No, no,
E.G. Daily, the voice of one of the Rugrats and the Powerpuff Girls and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, she's done a lot of... But this one is not a voiceover.
She's actually one of the clowns. You don't know it at first, but I'm not spoiling anything.
But she
actually
has that voice.
She plays Sexhead.
Oh.
Yes. Everyone's named different. Like, when there's, like, Crazy Head and
what's a sex head?
She is basically the female clown. And she's...
But why is she named that?
Well, you have to watch the movie to find out.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Because they all were given their names for a reason.
Yes, yes. But it is, again, definitely not for children. So if you are looking for, and someone says, have you seen It? Yes, I have. And we actually have a song from It a little bit later in the show. But if you are into horror movies, you cannot get any better this Halloween than 31. And in a few moments more, we will speak with Jeff Daniel Phillips about his role in the film.
Excellent.
And before we get to that, remember, Dave, back when on our first Halloween special, who was our special guest?
The first Halloween special, it was
John Kazir.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you?
I was gonna say, Eric, go ahead and play the song, and we can see if our next song, of course, Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, nice.
Bring us into our first break
that.
Of the day.
I don't remember him, though.
I
don't know if it was the first one, but yeah, he was good, though.
We had him on a couple of shows.
That's right. He was excellent. We really enjoyed this. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. Oh, my God. Can I be in the green room with you guys, Eric and Kathleen?
Let's go. Breakthrough
Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.